Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific talent, singer, actor, and he is the star of the new show Broke. It promises to be absolutely great. It's on CBS. The series premieres this Thursday at 9:30 Eastern, and historic in the sense that it's the first time CBS has casted a Latino male as the lead since Desi Arnaz, the late great Desi Arnaz in I Love Lucy. And that's terrific and better to talk to this man than anybody right now. Thrilled to have him. Very talented man. Jaime Camille is our very special guest. How are you, Jaime?
Frank, thank you so much for the kind introduction. It really, really touched my heart. Thank you. I'm doing great, you know, with all of this coronavirus nonsense, but we do what we can, and we're staying safe and following the guidelines and, you know, trying to lower the curve. But here we are talking about Broke. Thank you so much for having me in the show.
Well, I appreciate it. And listen, you're a talented guy. And never before can we guilt-free ask everyone to watch TV more than now. Everybody should be in the house watching TV and movies. And it's a great thing to watch Broke. Give us a little something about the show. It's interesting. It sounds like a hit to me. And I can't wait till Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. Give us an overview.
You're so kind. Thank you, brother. Yes, it's about, it's about a family. They need to live under the same roof all together at once, and they can't leave. So, I mean, how relatable is that during this time of crisis? It's incredibly relatable. And, right. And it's about this guy, you know, Javier, my character. He's a trust fund baby. But, you know, how sometimes they portray people with money as being pretentious and unbearable? Not the case. Javier is, his heart is in the right place. He sees the best in people. He's just very reckless when it comes to spending. So, of course, the dad wants to teach him a lesson, cuts him off from the family trust fund. And then the only place they have to go is his wife's sister, old family home in Reseda, California. And that's where the great Polly Perrette comes into play because, you know, Polly, as you know, fan favorite from NCIS. Yep. She played Abby for 16 years. America loves her so much, as well as CBS's audience members. So it's just incredible to go there and have this family, fun family show that you also going to connect emotionally with the character. It's very important, right? Because otherwise the show becomes a slapstick fest, you know, like how many times can you throw a pie at people's faces before it gets boring? Like it has a limit, right? So I love the fact that you connect very emotionally with the characters, and that will make the comedy even more enjoyable.
Yeah, no doubt, and I can't agree with you more on it. Let me ask you, how long has it been in the making? When did you first see the script? When did you first find out that you had the gig?
And oh my God,
you must have been thrilled.
I hope you have the time for this.
Please go ahead.
I was, you know, I worked on a beautiful show called Jane the Virgin.
Yep.
So I was there with my showrunner, Jenny Ehrman, and we were talking about the previous projects I've done in Mexico. Believe it or not, I did a project in the lines of like Mrs. Doubtfire, Tootsie, if you can imagine me as a woman. that was a sight to see.
Yeah.
And I looked like a kind of like a pretty Sasquatch. I don't know. It was very disturbing. But and then I was talking about this Colombian property, about this guy that loses his money. Make a long story short, Jenny loved the idea. We teamed up with Ben Silverman, with Alex Hirschlag, which is now my showrunner. He used to be the showrunner of Will and Grace. So we teamed up as producing partners. We brought this concept to CBS Comedy, and thank God they loved it. And thank God we are now here talking about it. But it was, the first time I read the first episode, the pilot, was after we have placed the idea in CBS. We sold a concept, basically. And thank God, because of the people that were behind the show, CBS really believes in them. So they bought the concept. And then, like, maybe 2 weeks after that, we delivered the first script, and it was brilliant. It's so well written, thank God, and we are very proud and happy to have a show that will bring joy and happy to people's lives right now. It's much needed.
Well, listen, I can't congratulate you more on this. It sounds like an absolute winner. A lot of talent, yourself included. And I know you're on the run, and a lot of people want to talk to you. Give us a website or a social media site where people can follow along with you, Jaime.
Oh, thank you very much. I will recommend people to follow, of course, me, which is at Jaime Camille throughout the social media platforms. And also follow CBS's platforms, because they post, like, exclusive content and clips and whatever, and exclusive pictures. So they should follow CBS or CBS Television Studios, and they will get a lot of exclusive content on the show and of all the CBS shows.
Well, listen, congratulations once again, and please stay safe, and to your family and you, good luck on everything that's going on. Congratulations.
You too, man. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and help. Thank you, brother. Stay safe.
Jaime Camille has been our very special guest, and he is running a little late there, and I wanted to get him back on schedule. He's doing one of these radio tours, and he's terrific actor, nice guy. First time talking to him, but everything I hear about him is, and we have mutual friends, he's supposed to be a terrific guy. The name of the show is Broke, and it's on CBS on Thursdays at 9:30 Eastern, and it's always a crapshoot, but it sounds like the right people are involved in it. A lot of the folks from Jane the Virgin are involved in this, and this is, this has hit written all over it. You never know, but you spell his name like Jamie, and it's Jaime Camille is his name, and like so many actors that are breaking through here in America, Jaime has a big resume in Spanish-speaking acting, and he's bilingual, but the bulk of his work is come from his native language of Spanish, and he's just breaking through now. And it's great to see. I just spoke to a little while ago. I just spoke to a gentleman from Better Call Saul, and he's terrific, and he's got the same type of career. Tony Dalton is the actor on Better Call Saul, and if you look at his IMDb, it's all Spanish-speaking shows and movies. And the same thing with Jaime. He's it's hard to say his work has been so great, because I haven't watched it. It's hard when you don't speak the language, but he got a lot of it. He got a tremendous amount of work. And again, the Spanish-speaking market is a market that's developing talent that English-speaking movies and TV shows are all over now, because of the growing number of folks that are in the market. And Hispanics and Latinos make up a big part of the demographic that is enjoying sitcoms and movies and shows like Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad really broke through for Hispanic actors. The same way, in a sense, that the The Godfather, The Sopranos, was a godsend for the New York Italian American actors. When a show like that comes up and breaks through, then all of a sudden roles start developing, and other roles start developing off of the popularity. Frank McKay signing off. Broke is the name of the show. Jaime Camille is the actor. Check it out. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.